ॐ अज्ञानातिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशैलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुभे नमः. सो टुडे इज अ स्पेशल डे. टुडे इज अक्षय तृतीया एंड फ्रॉम टुडे फॉर 21 डेज चंदन यात्रा महोत्सव will continue and from today it is starting, this Chandan Jatra. So why we are following this tradition of this Chandan Jatra, this is described in specifically in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 4. And so the verse is written on the blackboard. We shall chant the verse then with Prabhupada Parpak, then we'll discuss. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 4, Sri Madhavendra Puri's devotional service, text 106. Gopala kahe Puri amar tapanahi jai मलयज चंदन लेप तबे से जुड़ाए. गोपाल कहे पुरी अमार ताप नहीं जाए मलयज चंदन लेप तबे से जुड़ाए. गोपाल कहे पुरी आमार ताप नहीं जाए मलयज चंदन लेप तबे से जुड़ाए. गोपाल कहे पुरी आमार ताप नहीं जाए. मलयज चंदन लेप तबे से जुड़ाए. गोपाल कहे पुरी आमार ताप नहीं जाए मलयज चंदन लेप तबे से जुड़ाए. गोपाल कहे पुरी आमार ताप नहीं जाए मलयज चंदन लेप तबे से जुड़ाए. गोपाल कहे पुरी आमार ताप नहीं जाए मलयज चंदन लेप तबे से जुड़ाए. माताजी कोई माते हैं? गोपाल कहे पुरी आमार ताप नहीं जाए मलयज चंदन लेप तबे से जुड़ाए. गोपाल कहे पुरी आमार ताप नहीं जाए मलयज चंदन लेप तबे से जुड़ाए. वर्ड मीनिंग गोपाल द डेटी ऑफ गोपाल कहे सेड पुरी माई डियर माधवेंद्र पुरी आमार माई ताप बॉडी टेम्परेचर नाही डज नॉट जाय गो एवे Malayaja Chandana. Sandalwood produced in the Malaya hills. Lepa. Smear over the body. Tabe. Then. Say. That. Judaya. Cools. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. In his dream, Madhavendra Puri saw Gopala, who said, "My bodily temperature still has not decreased. Please bring sandalwood from the Malaya province and smear the pulp over my body to cool me." Please repeat. In this dream, Madhavendra Puri saw Gopal, who said, "My bodily temperature still has not decreased. Please bring sandalwood from the Malaya province and smear the pulp over my body to cool me." Purport. The deity of Gopal had been buried within the jungle for many years, and although he was installed and was offered thousands of pots of water, he still felt very hot. He therefore asked Madhavendra Puri to bring sandalwood from the Malaya province. Sandalwood produced in Malaya is very popular. That province is situated on the western ghat, and the hill Nilagiri is also sometimes known as Malaya hill. The word Malayaja is used to indicate the sandalwood produced in Malaya province. Sometimes the word Malaya refers to the modern country of Malaysia. Formerly this country, Malaysia also produced sandalwood, but now they have produced it profitable to produce rubber trees. Although the Vedic culture was once prevalent in Malaysia, now all the inhabitants are Muslims. The Vedic culture is now lost in Malaysia, Java and Indonesia. So this Chandana Jatra festival, specifically to the spinning the Chandana pulp and the body of Krishna, this is started in our Gaudiya Sampradaya by Madhavendra Puri. This whole story, who is the speaker? Original speaker, who is speaking this whole story? Madhavendra Puri is devotional service. Who is the speaker and who is the Bhakta Sri Chaitanya? Swata Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu is hearing. And the speaker is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. With Nityananda there is three other persons. Mukunda, Jagadananda, Gadadhar and Nityananda. There's four speaker, four listener and speaker was Gauranga Mahaprabhu. After taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri and in the way at Remuna, Kshirachara temple. Then Mahaprabhu remembered the story he heard from his spiritual master Ishwara Puri about Madhavendra Puri's pastimes. So in this connection this story is described. And one Parpat Prabhupada is writing that actually this chandan, this system of offering chandan wood pulp in the body of Lord Jagannath, it was prevalent from many, many years before. When Maharaj Indradimna, he installed the deity of Lord Jagannath Balaram Subhadra Maharani, it was about 15 crore 34 lakh years before, or more than that. Then, how to observe different festivals in different seasons and different months? When Maharaj Indradimna asked to Brahma. Brahma was the priest. So, on behalf of Maharaja Indradimna, Brahma asked to Lord Jagannath that the king wants to know how to perform different festivals in different months. So, Lord Jagannath told that particularly in this season of, in this summer season, in Vaisakha and Jyeshtha, these 2 months, they should smear sandalwood pulp on my body and they must perform water pastimes in Narendra Sarovar. There is Narendra Sarovar in Jagannath Puri. And specifically the boat festivals and other water pastimes are happened on that special lake of Narendra. It is called Narendra Sarovar. And who is enjoy all these pastimes? They put sandalwood pulp on Jagannath's body in the summer season. But for the water pastimes, Jagannath, this Daru Brahma, this big deity, they did not go there. Who goes? Madan Mohan. And Madan Mohan is the Utsava Vigraha. The deity, that is Artha Vigraha. Just like we have Radha Shyama Sundar, big deities and small deities, Artha Vigraha. So actually the Artha Vigraha or the festival deity of Jagannath is Madan Mohan. He is Krishna, deity of Krishna. So that festival is from time immemorial, from times of Maharaj Indradimna, it was going on. That's why when Gopal, he asked Madhavendra Puri to go and bring this chandan. Which chandan? Not ordinary chandan. Malayaja chandan. A special chandan. Malayaja chandan. And where to... And Gopal also told him where he can get this chandan. Next verse is telling. Malayaja anajaya nilachala haite anya haite nahe tumi chalah torite. Bring sandalwood pulp from Jagannath Puri. Kindly go quickly, since no one else can do it. You must go. Lord gave order to Madhavendra Puri, particularly to go to the place where Jagannath Puri, to bring this sandalwood. Not from other place, not to the Malayaj Hill, to Mysore or some other places, just like it is. We gave the particular instruction, you have to go to Puri, not in the other place. The sandalwood that is used for Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, and Gopal wants that particular chandan, is Malayaja chandan. Actually, those days, the king of Jagannath Puri, the Gajapati king, he was collecting these chandans from Malaysia, as Prabhupada is telling also in Purport. This chandan also sometimes, the Malay chandan also, sometimes comes from Malaysia or in Paschim Ghat, some Nilagiri hill in India. But this chandan in Puri, specifically the king of Puri, they send different ships full of commodities like other grains and all the things to Malaysia in sea, and they transfer this in a their butter economy, there's no monetary system. So they change the grams in exchange, chandan. They brought some, they have heavy stock of chandan. Because in summer season they have to smear chandan wood pulp on Jagannath's body. That's why Gopal gave the order, you go particularly to Jagannath Puri, not to other place. Anajaya nilachala hoite. Malayaja anajaya nilachala hoite. This Malayaja chandan, this special type of chandan, you should go to Jagannath Puri and bring from there. Not from other place. Not to go to Mysore or some other places you can also get some chandan. No. Gopal told you have to go to nilachala Puri Dham. And not anyone else. You personally should go. You don't send your disciples or some other Brajavasis or some other people. You can send someone to go and bring chandan and you sit here. No. You have to go personally to bring this chandan. That is the order by Gopal. Who is Gopal? Who is Gopal? Where is now? The Gopal who is speaking this verse to Madhavendra Puri in dream, that Gopal is, where is staying now? In Rajasthan, in one city, there is Nathadwar. He is famous as now Srinathji. How generous of people every day goes to see that deity. That is the original deity that is installed by Madhavendra Puri on top of Govardhan Hill. And that deity is telling to Madhavendra Puri. That is a long story, I am not going through whole story. All of you know about this, how Gopal manifested. And now Gopal is already manifested, and you should think now he is already on the top of Govardhan Hill in a temple. And about 2 years, Madhavendra Puri already continued his service. Every day there was Annakut festival for Gopal, because Brajavasis, they are very enthusiastic. After knowing that Gopal appeared, and all the villagers, every village they distributed every day, one day, in 365 days, every day there was big festival in Gopal. All Brajavasis, every Brajavasis gave one cow to Gopal, so it's big gosala of Gopal. Gopal also has big gosala, thousands of cows. And like this, 2 years Gopal accepted service from Madhavendra Puri. Just end of the second year, Madhavendra Puri Gopal came in dream to Madhavendra Puri again. Lord Chaitanya told to Nityananda, in this three world, there is no one is more fortunate than Madhavendra Puri. Told, Prabhu kahe Nityananda karaha vichar Puri sama bhagyavana jagate nahi yaar Dugdha dana chale Krishna jare dekha dila Tino bare sapne asi jare agya kaila जारो प्रेमे बस हया प्रकट हईला सेवा अंगीकार करी जगत तारिला जारो लागी गोपीनाथ खीर कईला चोरी सही है तू नाम हईला खीरो चोरा हरी महाप्रभु टेलिंग टू नित्यानंद नित्यानंद प्लीज यू मे judge the situation. In the three worlds, there no one is more fortunate than Madhavendra Puri. Why? Krishna accepted his devotional service. Dugdha dana chale Krishna jare dekha dilo. Krishna appeared in front of Madhavendra Puri with a pot of milk. Hare Krishna. This is Sri Gurnitai ki jai. With a part of milk, that is just in a clue, but actual intention of Krishna to give his darshan, his transcendental darshan to Madhavendra Puri. Dugdha dana, Krishna personally appeared in front of Madhavendra Puri. The munis, rishis, they perform so much austerity to see Krishna, it is not possible. Thousands of years they perform austerity. Being attracted by the devotional service of Madhavendra Puri, Krishna forced to appear in front of him as a coward boy with milk pot in his hand. And three times he came in dream to him. First time he came in dream and told him where he is, and just to discover him or bring him out from the jungle and establish him on the top of Govardhan Hill. And then again he came in dream the second time. Now this verse is telling this dream the second time. After 2 years accepting devotional service from Madhavendra Puri, now Gopala is telling, I am still feeling very hot. Though they did a big abhishek of Gopal, after Gopal was manifested. There are thousands of pots of water from Govindakund, and their milk, and their curd, butter, and all these things, is like we are doing Abhishek. Actually, this Abhishek, how to do Abhishek? Madhavendrapuri gave the example, perfect example, how one should do Abhishek. He first did Panchagavya Abhishek of Gopal. Panchagavya, that is five things from cow. Cow urine, cow dung, milk, and curd and ghee. Then he did Panchamrita Abhishek. Panchamrita Abhishek, two things is from, that is like a honey and sugar water. And other three things in Panchamrita, milk, curd and ghee. So Panchagavya Snana, then Panchamrita Snana, then he put thousands of pot of water on Govinda, from Govinda Kundu. And smeared very scented oils on Gopal's body. Though this service was performed about 2 years, but now Gopal is telling, my body is not still cool, my body is hot. So bring some sandals. From where? From Puri. Go to Puri, not other place. Because Gopal wants that particular sandal that is used for Jagannath. Lord Jagannath, he is also having this chandana base in the summer season. So Gopal wants that particular chandan, this mala is chandan, that is used for Jagannath. So Madhavendrapuri become very ecstatic after he getting this instruction from Gopal, that Gopal asking for sandalwood. Now Madhavendra become ecstatic in love, though you are old man, that time above 80 years age. But still, Gopal is asking sandalwood pulp. So he immediately decided to go, and because Gopal gave instruction, him particularly, you have to go, not anyone else. That's why, in the meantime, two brahmacharis came from Bengal, and the same day, he saw two brahmacharis appear from Bengal, and Madhavendrapuri, seeing them very renounced and they have desired to stay in Braj, so Madhavendrapuri gave initiation, make them his own disciple, and give the service of Gopal to them. Take care of Gopal as long as I am not returned here. So in this way, Madhavendrapuri started journey from Govardhan to Puri. This is about 1800 kilometers. So he walked, he went through Bengal, and in Bengal he met Advaita Acharya, his disciple, many Guru Parshads like Pundarika Vidyanidhi, and many senior Guru Parshads, they are disciples of Madhavendrapuri. And Advaita Acharya himself, he took initiation. Then he gave Advaita Acharya order to establish the Radha Krishna deity in his house, Radha Shyama Sundar deity. There is no Radha Krishna worship before Madhavendrapuri. Madhavendrapuri is instrumental for that. He gave instruction to worship Radharani with Krishna to his disciple Advaita Acharya. So the first Radha Krishna deity, Radha Shyama Sundar deity, that is established in Advaita Acharya house. Then he marched forward. Then he came to Kirichara Gopinath and Ramuna. And at evening time, Madhavendrapuri reached Ramuna. And he was very happy seeing that the temple is very neat and clean, and devotees are very friendly. And Madhavendra could understand that there is very special sevas are going on here, and he inquired about the bhogas, what type of offerings you are giving to Gopinath. Then the one pujari explained that now a special offering is coming to Gopinath, that is known as Amrita Kaili. Amrita Kaili, this is a 12 pot of kheer. Actually, this is not kheer we are making. This 1 liter milk, and there is only half, there is maybe about 20 or 25 gram rice inside. But that rice is not like our rice. That rice is special rice that is specially cultivated in that land. And this very, just you keep some few, one muscle of rice here, then whole this area will be, will be a good smell, everything, good smell will produce. So, actually 1 liter milk and only few, maybe 25 gram rice. And just put some other elaichi and all of some karpo something, and that is like rabdi. Actually there is like rabdi, but it is not rabdi, this is kheer, but it is very good smell, this special kheer. So even now you can go to those who, you can get this kheer in Gopinath temple. So the pujari explained that this is the Amritkali, this is special type of kheer. In this 3 words, nowhere this kheer is offered to Krishna. Only in our temple, here in Kheerchor Gopinath temple, no, only Gopinath temple it is offered. That time he was not Kheerchor, only Gopinath. So Madhavendra Puri thought, if I get some little quantity of kheer, that is Amrit Kali, then I can know how it tastes, and then I can make also same type of kheer, kheer as an offering to my Gopal. Just he was thinking this, and same time this kheer bhoga was coming to Gopal for offering, Madhavendra immediately become unhappy. He thought, because he is a special type of bhav. What was Madhavendra Puri's bhav? He never ajachakabruti. He never asked anyone for his food. If by Krishna there is arrangement, automatically something comes, then he eat. Otherwise he fast. He chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's why in Govardhan, when he came and he sacramented Govardhan Hill, then Gopala brought milk for him. So now he, this desire came to his mind to taste this little kheer. Then he chastised himself. I am a cheater. I am accepted this principle that I should not ask anyone for my food. But now this is bhoga, this is not even offered to to Gopinath, and this desire come in my mind. I am such a fallen soul, I am such a rascal, like this is just a insult, and immediately left that place. After seeing Gopinath's arti, he left. Then in marketplace nearby, there is marketplace, this tree is still there underneath a banyan tree. He stayed, he seated there. Now his samadhi also in that place. Madhavendra Puri Samadhi in Ramana. So, anyhow, then Gopinath could understand the devotee's mind. There are 12 pot of kheer offered to Gopinath. But after offering finished, then the pujari went inside, they brought the kheer, but there was not 12 pot. How many pot? 11 pot. There is one pot, they all sought everywhere, they did not get. Then they fight among themselves, pujaris, who took one pot here. Someone maybe gave his own customer or something like this. Then anyhow they left. But in 12 o'clock, in midnight, then Gopinath came in dream to head pujari. He told, "Oh pujari, please get up. Get up. Come to the altar. You are searching for the another pot of kheer. That kheer I have stolen for my devotee, who? Sannyasi Karana, for Madhavendra Puri. I have stolen this pot of kheer and I kept it just underneath my dhoti, in the border of dhoti. In dhoti border you can find just from my feet. Just Krishna stands in three bending form. And he told just underneath, just in between my 2 feet. You can see the kheer pot, and with this kheer pot, my dhoti is covered it. So you cannot see it. So all of you could not see that pot. Now you come altar and take this pot. And go, this Madhavendra Puri, a great devotee. In this 3 worlds there is no one is more glorious than Madhavendra Puri. He is the best devotee. You go and offer this kirpat to him. So seeing this dream, this pujari was also become mad. He told, who is this person, Madhavendra Puri? Thousands of years we have worshipped this Gopinath. Gopinath never talked to anyone. But now Gopinath talked to me. For what? For this devotee, particular devotee. For this Madhavendra Puri, he has to talk to me. But he was in ecstasy then. Though in midnight no one goes to altar, but he took a bath. Following the order of Gopinath, he came inside and took the kirpat. He saw, that time he had not electricity, just put some kapur, put fire on kapur, then some light, then he took the kirpat from the feet of Gopinath. Then he looked, Gopinath was smiling. Then he came out and started shouting, Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri, who is that fortunate soul? Please accept this kirpat. Gopinath has stolen this kirpat for you. From today, he will be no more known as only Gopinath, he will be known as Kheerchor Gopinath. Thief up, he was before butter thief, now he become Kheer thief. Now he is stolen Kheer for you. So in this way, when the pujari came out and he was shouting like this and he came to the particular spot where Madhavendra Puri was sitting with humility, just he stand up, Madhavendra Puri folded hand, he told, he just, there is no one else in midnight, so pujari could also understand this person is Madhavendra Puri. Then he told, yes, my name is Madhavendra Puri, can I do some service for you? What service for me? How you know my name? So anyhow, and pujari just keep the kirpat in say, and they pay him full dandavat pranam. Then Madhavendra Puri also pay him obeisances. Why you are paying me obeisances? Told, you are the most fortunate soul in this three world. Today Gopinath has stolen this kirpat for you. You have a little desire within your mind to test Gopinath's prasad kheer. So now Gopinath become a thief for you. Because this is why Gopinath become a thief? Everything belongs to Gopinath. Isavasyam idam sarvam. So why he is called a thief? Because he has stolen Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad is belongs to Krishna. That is belongs to devotee. So you offer first kheer, that is bhoga, that is. But after eating Mahaprasad, after he accepting that, then he become Mahaprasad. Then again Gopinath has no right on Mahaprasad. That is already become Mahaprasad, that is belongs to devotee. But again he stole the Mahaprasad for his devotee, Madhavendra Puri. So in this way, the pujari explained to the Madhavendra Puri how Gopinath has stolen this kirpat for him. Then pujari just paying his obeisances and seeing the ecstasy and symptoms of astasatic vikar in the body of Madhavendra Puri, this pujari became astonished. He could understand why Gopinath stolen kheer for this person. He is definitely extraordinary and unique devotee. So in this way, the pujari going, okay, I am going because I have to take little rest and come for Mangala Arati to wake up the deity. So you taste this kheer bhog and tomorrow morning we will talk again. Now Madhavendra Puri, just remembering Gopinath, he just ecstatically, the tears are flowing from his eyes. And quickly he just finishes eating this kheer. He was also hungry, but his special kheer stolen by Gopinath for him. So he tastes the kheer, he finishes the kheer. Then he break the pot, make a small pieces, and just he keep them in his cloth. He tied it in one corner of his cloth and put all these things. Then he tied it. Then immediately he pay his obeisances there, full dandavat pranam to Gopinath, and left this place. It is maybe like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. He left that place immediately. Why? Because when morning In morning, then when the people know about this incident that Gopinath has stolen kheer for Madhavendra Puri, the special person, then thousands of people will come to see him. Then everyone will worship him. His glorification will spread everywhere. Madhavendra Puri is not like that. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling, Pratistha Sobhava Ei Jagate Vidita Je Na Vanche Tarahai Vidhata Nirmita Pratisthara Bhaye Puri Jaye Palaya Krishna Prame Pratistha Chale Sange Godaya. This is the principle of Pratistha. If someone wants to be worshipped, Puja Mana Pratistha must worship, and you want to be very established devotee, big one, great devotee, then it is not happen to him. But if someone not attached to these positions, like Madhavendra Puri, then it goes, it follows that devotee. Madhavendra Puri did not want to be worshipped, to be glorified everywhere as a great devotee, but by Krishna's arrangement, wherever he goes, these things are just following him. Puja Amana Pratistha. Madhavendra Puri left immediately that place, fearing that people will worship him, glorify him. He did not like that. He was simply remain as a humble devotee of Krishna. He considered him most fallen. This is the symptom of a Uttama Vaishnava. Uttama haiya apanake kare kanishtha jnan. A Uttama Vaishnava, he thinks himself always, I am most fallen. Gopinath, kichu nahi mara guna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Amita Durjana sada kamarata kichu nahi mara guna. Gopinath, I am a wicked person. I am a lusty person. I have no good quality. That is the symptom of a Uttama Vaishnava, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Madhavendra Puri. He just left immediately. But before Madhavendra Puri reached Jagannath Puri, everywhere his glories are already preached. There people are talking about Madhavendra Puri. There's some personality, known as Madhavendra Puri. For him, Krishna appeared as Gopal in Govardhan, in Vrindavan forest. And now this Gopal, he was coming towards Jagannath Puri, and in the way he took rest in Gopinath temple in Ramuna, and now this Gopinath has stolen kheer pot for the devotee. He is a very special devotee. Like this, everywhere people are talking about Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri came to Puri, and he go inside Jagannath temple, he took darshan of Jagannath, and because his natural love for Jagannath, for Krishna, he could not hide his prema, his love. Ecstatically started chanting and dancing. Tears are flowing from his eyes with all symptoms of astaphatic vikar was manifested in his body. Seeing this extraordinary dancing and chanting, so everyone could understand this devotee is definitely maybe Madhavendra Puri. Some pujaris come and ask him. They gave him garland and stop him and ask him, where you are coming from? What is your name? He told, are you Madhavendra Puri? We heard so much about Madhavendra Puri as a great devotee. What is your name? Madhavendra Puri did not want to tell his name, but what can he do? Because he has to tell about him and his problem. Why he came to Puri? To take some sandalwood. So if he will not give his identity, if he will not speak about him, then how can he get chandan? So finally, he told, yes, I am that most fallen soul, Madhavendra Puri. Immediately the pujaris, Jagannath pujaris, they embraced him. Oh, you are Madhavendra Puri, just carry him. Just. They all started dancing with Madhavendra Puri. Oh, you are Madhavendra Puri, we have heard so much about you. So that is the nature of Krishna's devotee. Krishna wants to glorify his devotees. Just like devotee always try to serve Krishna, but Krishna also wants to serve his devotees. A devotee wants to glorify Krishna, but Krishna also wants to glorify his devotee. Prabhupada preached Krishna consciousness all over the world. He established Krishna temples everywhere. And he tried his best to glorify Krishna. But Krishna also arranged that Prabhupada is also glorified everywhere. That is nature. So Madhavendra Puri was thinking, I maybe leave this place because I don't like this glorification and this worship from these people. But what can I do? I have to get Chandan for my Gopal. Then he told to head pujari and other pujaris why he came to Jagannath Puri, and he explained how his Gopal gave him order. Gopal kahe Puri amar tapo nahi jaye. How Gopal gave order to Madhavendra Puri. Oh Madhavendra, you go and bring some sandalwood from Puri. Nilachala hoite. Mahayaja anajaya nilachala hoite. Go to Jagannath Puri and bring some sandalwood from there. So hearing the pujaris all, they hearing that this Madhavendra Puri came to take some chandan from, then they told, okay, we will arrange. Then the message goes to the king, and so then through the other government officials, the pujaris, they arranged some chandan, the same chandan that is used on the body of Jagannath. This Mahayaja chandan, this special chandan, and this quantity about the share. Share means not kilo exactly. It is 1 kilo. 1 kilo is a one share is known as like 900 gram. 1 mon is mentioned here. 1 mon chandan. 40 share means about 37 kilo of chandan. This chandan, the puja is the arranged for Madhavendra Puri, and 20 tolas kapur. Chandan, you want to smear chandan, then you have to also mix some kapur with it. So in this way, Madhavendra Puri also became an old man. How can he carry chandan? It is not possible for him. So they arranged two persons, one Brahman and one other servant. They also helping Madhavendra Puri in carrying chandan and kapur. And that time chandan is a very costly item, and many toll tax gates, they may ask for tax. Madhavendra Puri is not a single penny with him. So the pujaris, they also gave some letter from king, with signature of king of Jagannath Puri. They gave a letter that no one should give problem to this man, Madhavendra Puri. This chandan is specially given by the king of Puri for the service of Gopal in Govardhan. So this person is authorized to take this chandan and kapur with this letter from the king. Now Madhavendra Puri with his two other servants, he came with chandan. So in this started walking from Puri, and again he reached Remuna in the way, and he thought, now I am going to go Govardhan, so I could not get again the darshan of Gopinath. Let's go and see the Gopinath, take darshan, it is already going to evening. So tonight I can take darshan of Gopinath, then tomorrow morning again I start my walking towards Govardhan. So in this way, in evening time, Madhavendra Puri reached Gopinath temple, and then the pujari personally gave the kheer pot to Madhavendra Puri, he recognized that this person is Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri came. He told, yes, this person came. He is Madhavendra Puri. Here is Madhavendra Puri. Then all the people come together. So who is Madhavendra? He is this person, is Madhavendra Puri. Then they again started glorifying him. Madhavendra Puri chanted and danced in front of Gopinath in ecstatically. And then that time Khir Bhog was just coming out from Gopinath after offering. Then they brought all the 12 pot of Khir in front of Madhavendra Puri. He told, today this all pot of Khir, all pots belongs to you. Because that day only one, we did not recognize you, so Gopinath stole the Khir pot. So today we are giving all 12 pot Khir to you. Madhavendra Puri smiled, he told, I don't need all 12 pot. We are 3 people, and 3 pot just give us. And he gave all 9 pots to return to them.
In this way, Madhavendra Puri and two servants, they accept the Kheer Prasad. And there was no dharmasala, no rest house or guest house. So here they take rest. They told, you are very dear devotee of Gopinath, so you can sleep in this temple, courtyard. No problem. You can take rest here. So when then Madhavendra Puri was taking rest in Gopinath temple, inside the courtyard, the night again he saw the dream. This is third time, the dream, same Gopal came. Then Gopal came in dream, he told, Karpura Sahita Ghasi Esava Chandana Gopinathara Siyange Pikaraha Lepana Gopinath Amarase Ekayanga Ihare Ihake Chandana Dile Habe Morota Pakhyay. Now Gopal came in dream, he told, O Madhavendra Puri, just listen attentively to me, what I am speaking. Now, this is true, that night was just one day before Akshaya Tritiya. This saw the dream, the last night. He told, now this Akshaya Tritiya is starting. So now you smear this chandan with this kapur, here. And you smear this sandalwood pulp on the body of Gopinath. Gopinath amara se ekai anga hai. My body and Gopinath's body, there is no difference. We are the same person. In Govardhan, my name is Gopal, and in Ramuna, my name is Gopinath. I am the same son of Nanda Maharaj and Jasoda. So when you put this chandan on the body of Gopinath, my body also here in Govardhan will cool. My body will cool. Don't think anything else. Just accept my what I am instructing you and follow this, my instruction, and start this, putting this sandalwood pulp, smearing on the body of Gopinath. So that is the day, today was Akshaya Tritiya day. In morning, just in Brahmamurta, he saw the dream, then he woke up, then he called all the pujaris. Then he told, my Gopal came in dream and he told that this all chandanwood and this kapur, they should be, we should grind this chandan here, and every day we should smear this chandanwood pulp and body of Gopinath. And then my Gopal also become cool there. Where? In Govardhan. There is no difference between Gopinath and Gopal. So hearing all the pujaris of Gopinath, they become very happy because it is summer season and very rare to get chandan those days. This is only belongs to the kings, like Gajapati king in Puri. It is not easy to get chandan those days. And a special chandan, this is Malaya chandan. So pujaris become happy. Now, Madhavendra be told, I have two servants with me. They will smear chandan every day. They will grind chandan every day. And you also give two more person, I will pay them. So in this way, every day they start grinding chandan with kapur. And from today, this particular day, Akshaya Tritiya day, Madhavendra Puri in his own hand started smearing chandan on the body of Gopinath. So that's why this first Chandan Jatra festival in our sampradaya, in Gaudiya sampradaya, started where? In Gopinath temple, in Ramuna, in Kheerchur Gopinath temple. How many of you have visited this temple, Gopinath temple? Many of you. The deity Gopinath is there still, and from today, Chandan Jatra still is continuing. There is also Mohotsav, Chandan Jatra Mohotsav for. Madhavendra Puri smeared Chandan not for 21 days. Until this Chandan was finished, every day. Until Chaturmasya, it is mentioned that Chaturmasya started on Sayam Ekadasi, month of Asar. So up to that, Madhavendra Puri was every day putting Chandan on Gopinath's body. Then he went to Puri for Chaturmasya, he stayed there. And again he came back to Gopinath. And in last days, he spent in Gopinath, and he leave his body also at Gopinath temple. So there is Madhavendrapur Samadhi. Where? Rimana. So in this way, by following footprints of Madhavendrapuri, our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, and following the instruction of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we are doing this Chandra Jatra festival. Because Madhavendrapuri, on this particular day, on Akshaya day, he smeared Chandan on the body of Gopinath. So, we are also following that tradition. Mahajana Jana Katasya Pantha Jajat Acharate Sesta Tattat Devitarajana Sajat Pramanankurute Lokasavanu Vartate. Because he is a Mahajan, he is a great personality, who? Great devotee, Madhavendrapuri. Whatever he shows us by his personal example, so we are following that. Puri Gosaira Je Acharana Sei Dharma Sar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Whatever Acharana, whatever the practice made by Madhavendrapuri, by his own personal example, that is real religious principle. Sei dharma sar. Puri gosaira je acharana sei dharma sar. That is the real principles of religion. So following the Madhavendrapuri's footprints, we are following this Chandana Jatra Mahotsav. Madhavendrapuri is smearing Chandana for on the whole on the big deity of Gopinath for so many, about almost 2 months. But at least we are smearing one day today and small deities, Arthavigras, for 21 days. Okay, so today is also one more important day. What is Akshaya Tritiya? Akshaya Tritiya, in mentioned in Haribhakti Vilas by Sanatana Goswami, Vaisakhe Masi Shuklayang Tritiyayang Janardhanah Javan Utpadaya Masa Juganca Kritavan Kritam Bohu Loka Tripathagang Prithibhyang Avatarayat Tasyang Karyo Javai Homo Javai Vishnu Samarchayat Javan Dajyat Dijati Bhi Prayatang Prasayat Javan. Is mentioned in Matsya Puran, the Sanatana Goswami is quoting, that in this Vaisakha Shukla Tritiya Tithi, this is called Akshaya Tritiya, in this particular day, Satya Yuga begins. Satya Yuga. And in this particular day, Bahu Loka Tripathakam Prithibhyanga Batara, Ganga. Ganga touched this earthly planet on this day. In Haridwar, that's why thousands of people today go to take bath. Where? Haridwar. This is Ganga touched this earthly planet on this particular day. And today is Satya Yuga is started, and the grain named Java, that is also created by Brahma in this particular day. First created grains in this day, Java. So that's why in this particular day, one must perform some yajnas and satisfaction of Lord Vishnu, and he will specially offer this Java, this grain, Java grains and yajna, and he may make some preparations out of Java. Make kheers or something and offer to Brahmanas, and in Javan Dadya Didatibhya Prayata Prasaya, if you will offer this some offerings that is made from Java. Then generally in Maharashtra they made this Java, the roti, this chapati is called Bhakri. Yes. But here, if today specifically, if someone cooks some items from Java and offer to Brahmanas and Vishnu, then he will be glorified. And then again in Padma Purana also, it is mentioned in Braha Dharani Sambhad, in talks in between Brahadev and earthly planet. Kreta Yugam Trutiyayang Suklayang Masi Madhave Prabhu Tancha Trai Dharma Prabhu Taste Pravartita. In this particular day, Khetritiya, in the Sukla Pakhetritiya, in Vaishakha month, Trai Dharma Prabhutasya, this is three Vedas, Ruk, Sam, Jadur. The three Vedas also created in this particular day, they appear. And they establish the principles of religion. Akshaya Machyate Loka Tritiya Hari Vallabha. This day, this particular tithi is very dear to Lord Hari, Hari Vallabha. Anything any devotional service or any pious activities you perform on this particular day, it will not diminish. It will give unlimited benefit for you. Akhyaya. Akhyaya means no akhyaya. Never diminish. Whatever devotional service or some pious activities you perform on this particular day, then it will remain stuck forever for you. Akhyaya muchyate loke tritiya harivallava. Snane, dane, arsane, sadhe, jape. You will take a bath in holy water, give some charity, worship deity, offer oblations to your forefathers, or chanting your rounds. Whatever you do, that will give you unlimited benefit today. Today is also known, in Hindi it is called Anupucha Tithi. This is Sarva Siddhi Tithi. You don't have to see any Jyotish or any Shastra to do something good in this day. Whatever you will do today, it will be perfect. No, whole day is very auspicious today. Je archyanti javai vishnum sadhan kurvati yatnata pasyang dadati danani dhanyaste vaishnumanara. If someone worship Lord Vishnu with java and perform some sadhas, jagyas, then in this way that person has become very glorious and Lord Vishnu pleased with him. He is a special type of Vaishnava if he performs some devotional service today. So in this way, it's glorified. Today is a special day also, Akshaya Tritiya. Many people go today to take bath. Where? Ganges. Because Ganga also touched the earthly planet on this day. Many people go to Triveni Sangam, Ganga Jamuna Sangam in Allahabad also to take bath. Today, thousands of people, Haridwar and Allahabad. But on this day, one time Narada Muni was traveling here in Braja, near Nandagaon. He saw in Pavan Sarovar, one a big donkey was taking bath. Yes, again and again, just drowning in the water and coming out. And again. Narada Muni with a transcendental vision, he was very happy taking bath. What? A donkey is taking bath? Then he's just in transcendental vision. Narada Muni could understand this donkey is, who is this? This Prayagraj. This Tirtharaj is taking bath in Pavan Sarovar. Because it even, Pavan means deliver. This Prayagraj, Tirtharaj is delivering all other sinful persons, taking their sins, but he himself come to Pavan Sarovar to get deliver, to free from sinful reactions. So those who are staying in Vrindavan, they have no need to go to here, they have to take bath to Haridwar or to Allahabad. They can take bath here in some kund in Braj. That is more auspicious. Okay? Hare Krishna. Time is over. Chandan Yatra Maha Mahotsav ki Akhe Tritiya ki jai. Srila Madhavendra Puripad ki jai. Srila Prabhupad ki jai.